gone. Praise God. Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. Thank you for deacons. Thank you for those. Thank you, Scott, being of such faith. It's always unique the Sunday after Easter, and everybody's kind of like Easter programs and things are going on. Everybody's built up in the choir practice for at least 1 hour before the, well, 1 hour at a time before the performance and all that. And it almost feels like when Easter's done, it's exciting, it's glorious. I know when Miss Ruby walked in, she was still on her Easter hangover like that when she came in there, and I was happy to see that. She's just all thrilled. She come, I just love Easter. It was so good. She came in, went to the class, then she ran back outside. I don't know why. Then she ran back inside again. So I have no idea. All I know is that when God has been good, and you walk in his house and you feel his Holy Spirit, that it touches your heart. I was asked this week, both weeks, you didn't preach on Easter? I went, nope. Why didn't you preach on Easter? Isn't that your job? I said, well, I felt that God, in his wisdom, had everything done just like he wanted it done on Easter. I love people taking part. Scott, you and Dave and Mike, your willingness to share your families with us on Easter morning just simply blessed our souls. Vicky, you weren't able to take a small church, and trust me, If there's one thing I will say about Vicky when she is trying to teach us notes and work with, Vicky is a woman of faith. Choir members, I better hear an amen out there. Amen. That's more like it. She is a woman of faith. And to see people in God's house working together, singing together, lifting up the holy name of Jesus. And I love the way we finished that service. My Lord is alive and well. I want to shout it out. Oh, my Lord is alive and well. I love the message that was given by everyone. Going outside and seeing the way that the prep had gone on putting those Easter lilies out there, and Bob and John and Rick sitting up that cross, and just everybody that took part doing what they could for the kingdom. I believe that that was the greatest sermon that you can hear on Easter morning. It is a celebration of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I said, no, I didn't preach. Probably had the biggest crowd we've ever had because I didn't preach. That's what I told them. And I said, to be honest about it, I hadn't preached for 2 weeks. Brother Lou Holmes was here, and he gave such a wonderful testimony. And I'll tell you, Brother Lou Holmes is my buddy. I just love that guy to death. And I feel so comfortable with the people we have here in the pulpit. When Brother Matt, when I'm not around, Matt's around, and he wants to share or just wants to share, I just feel good. I feel good. And Brother Lou Holmes, and he can be here, I just feel good. So today, I may have forgotten how to preach, but I'm going to try to remember real quickly. Because you heard wonderful sermons, you heard great references to God's Word, and I love the songs of that cantata last week about the wonderful story of the crucifixion and the resurrection. Then I'm going to preach about baseball and soda pop. Because that's me. That's me. So many years ago, I have certain memories in my mind and in my heart that every time I think about these memories, they make me smile. I'm going to use in the book of James, which you've already read about in the fifth chapter, and I'm going to go all the way back to the first. It starts out in that first chapter, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." All this book about is to putting your faith into action by putting your belief in Jesus Christ. Put it to use. Put it to work. And then over in the second chapter, in the 18th verse, "But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Then it says, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." I will show you my faith by my works. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under reading your word today. Just give us a moment to focus upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me show you my faith by my works. Mike's going to share a little bit on Wednesday about whether or not that you feel that your love of God is out of obligation or duty, or whether it's simply a love that you have within your heart because you said, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I am simply a sinner saved by grace." Baseball season has begun. I know that because Hunter walks in with his glove and baseball every Sunday. I love it. I love it. I love it. The Nationals are on their way. They're playing great. The Orioles are in first place. Is that correct? They won last night, didn't they? Yeah. Good things are happening. But the greatest memories that I have of baseball are of my father. When I was oh so young, he would take us to old RFK, DC Stadium. You remember that old thing over there? And I, every time I would go, I'd make sure before we went to the pickup to head over to the stadium, I made sure I carried my glove with me. I went out there every time, every time. They never would hit a ball my way, but I was ready, Mike. I was ready. I was ready. And in those days, we didn't have air conditioning, So many times on weeknights, he and I would go to the kitchen. He would turn the radio on so that we could listen to the Senators play. They weren't always called the Nationals. And I can remember what a joy it was at such a young age to hear the games being broadcast over the radio and a chance that I had to sit with my father. I would get a special treat. He would open up the refrigerator and he would offer me a upper 10. You go, what's that? Back in those days of RC Cola and all like that, they had a drink that was called an upper 10. Sort of like a 7-Up. Anybody ever drank 7-Up? You know what I'm talking about? It's that clear. It's the Uncola. The Uncola. Y'all didn't watch as much television as I did. The Uncola. So later on, I had a hard time finding this little drink. So I drank many times those 7-Ups. It's clear. So today, in the next 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to share for you 7-Ups. 7-Ups. Up things that I think you ought to do. And I think they're the up things that make us the church that we are, that God has blessed so richly. I was so moved by everybody working together last week. I think that when you're going to come in God's house, you ought to cheer up. This is number one. You ought to cheer up. I know you got things going on in your life. I've got things going on in my life. If I went around and let each one give a testimony about the challenges that you face, there are things that you know that you could share would simply touch our hearts. But I know also that the joy of the Lord is my strength. If you didn't have your heart lifted when Brother Scott came down and we prayed for him, Although there may be issues, although there may be questions, I still look at God's word and I believe what it says. And allows me on the inside to cheer up. I think you ought to come into God's house, and I think you ought to be happy because people are watching. I think you ought to lift up. I know that during the music we had last week, and I was so moved by people, that sometimes they would lift their hand in praise unto God, and it thrilled my heart. I think you ought to lift up your voice in praise to Him. Remember, I used to sit right in front of Miss Evelyn right there. And when it came to singing, whatever challenges there may have been on tone and quality, Miss Evelyn made up for in volume. Come on, Barbara. Tell it like it is, right? Amen. We were in a concert one time. Go sing it, boys. And she started singing along with the guys and all like that. And later on, she called me. She says, you know, Charlie, somebody's going to complain about me being too loud. She said, but you just tell them that my God's word tells me to do everything with all my might to Him. So if I can sing, I'm going to sing as loud as I can sing. I think you ought to lift up your voice in praise to Him. I think you ought to clam up. What do you mean, clam up? It is so tempting to pick things apart. It is so tempting to be negative. Oh, this was good, and that was good, and that was, but you know, Charlie Dean, he was a little too loud. Sometimes you just ought to clam up. I know it's very easy when you're around a group and they just want to start jumping on somebody. Chester Robinson, one of the great instructors I had, professor at Valley Forge Christian College, he said, let me tell you something about human nature. And I thought he was going to quote some great scripture that I could look and go, and I said, that's great. He said, no, let me tell you something. He said, if you meet somebody and you have a mutual friend, you may be friends. But if you meet somebody and you got a mutual enemy, good chances you're going to be friends for life. Because that's just the way people like to do it. They like to gang up on somebody when they're hurting. And this is not the place to do that. Sometimes you just got to learn to clam up. I'm just saying, amen? I'm just saying. I think sometimes you ought to cough it up. What? I think you ought to support God's house with your attendance. I think that you ought to be willing to give of your time, of your energy, to show others what you believe in. There was an old man who would walk to the church. And after a while, it got to the point where he was blind. His hearing was going. And they asked him, they said, brother, why do you go? You can't hear the sermon. You can't see the people. He said, but they can see me making the effort. Sometimes you got to cough it up. You got to give yourself time spent in the service of the Lord is so precious. Sometimes you got to stick up. Somebody saying something about somebody else, you got to stick up for them. I always tell them, if you don't agree with the preacher, pray for him. I need the prayer and you need the practice. Sometimes you got to stick up. And I know that sometimes your brother and sister in Christ, they may be going through a little challenge. They may be facing something and they're just not quite acting like they normally do. You got to stick up for them. Because I am told in God's word to bear one another's burdens. And sometime that burden will walk in. Sometimes you'll recognize it. And that's the time when you need to just open your arms and just stick up for that individual. Sometimes you need to warm up. Amen. You hear that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Did you hear that one? You have to be willing to warm up to people. The sad thing here at Mount Calvary, you cannot hide. We have people, they come in and they kind of go to normal church and they try to go to the corner, sit in the back. Then Hattie gets them in her crosshairs. And here's Hattie going back there. What is your name? Good to see you today. Glad you're here in God's house. They can't hide. Because if you're in God's house, you ought to be willing to warm up to people. I know the many times that I have had opportunities to share meals, to just share some precious time with people from God's house. It has blessed my soul so richly. I believe it has been a gift from God. You got to warm up. I said you got to cheer up. I said you got to lift up. I said you got to clam up. You got to cough it up. You got to stick up. You got to warm up. And the last thing I'm going to tell you is you're up. You're up. I believe that God has blessed us so richly because we are a family. Each one is precious. No superstars here at Mount Calvary. Mm-mm. Nope. We all have our jobs because we are simply a part of the body of Christ. And the main thing you can do is realize that you're up. Easter service was wonderful, but the thing that thrilled me the most is what I felt, the way that people took the wonderful praise they felt within their hearts of God out those doors and into a world that needs to hear about the love of God. As they say, after they sing the national anthem, they say what, Hunter? They say batter up. And I'm going to tell you, it's baseball season. Each and every one of you, you're up. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house, and God, we try to share from our hearts things that should reach out and touch each one of us, God. What a wonderful, precious service you've given us today. We have felt your Holy Spirit through each song that was sung, each prayer request, each praise, the wonderful singing of Amazing Grace as we had the opportunity to pray for an individual who believes in healing and believes in faith. What a joy to be in your house. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies. And even when we leave here, allow our hearts to be willing to share the wonderful joy, the wonderful good news about the Lord.